Broadway theaters reopened yesterday. They've been dark since Sandy came to town. Broadway is one of New York's biggest economic engines. It generates more than $1 billion in ticket sales each year and billions more in revenue from hotels, restaurants, and other businesses. Jeff London reports that getting Broadway up and running, while much of the city's transportation system remains down, required some extreme measures.
Charlotte St. Martin is president of the Broadway League, the Association of Broadway Theaters and Producers.
There are very few times that Broadway goes dark.
Martin lives in Manhattan, and her commute normally takes 15 or 20 minutes. Yesterday, it took an hour and a half.
There's this amazing tradition with Broadway. It's probably been in place for over 100 years. We all believe the show must go on. It's just got to go on. When 9/11 occurred, Mayor Giuliani said, "You've got to get Broadway back up. It's a symbol of New York."
A symbol, sure, but not everyone who works on Broadway, like actors, musicians, stagehands, and even reporters, lives within walking distance. And yesterday, there were no trains, very few buses, and massive traffic jams. So I hopped on my bike and rode the 8 miles from Brooklyn to the theater district. I dodged traffic on the streets, pedestrians on the Brooklyn Bridge, and was greeted by the eerie spectacle of seeing Lower Manhattan, Chinatown, and Greenwich Village virtually empty. Then,
I'm at 26th Street and 6th Avenue, and all of a sudden, traffic lights, stores that are open.
And about a mile uptown at the TKTS booth, where people can purchase discounted tickets to Broadway shows, the line was long.
I mean, but here's the thing, I live in Seattle.
It seemed like most of the people were tourists who were stuck in Manhattan. I met Erin Stivers and Sabra Gurch.
My best friend, this is her first trip to New York City. Her flight was canceled, and so darn it, here we are in line buying tickets to a Broadway show. Because of the hurricane, we were able to get in to see the Book of Mormon, which I've tried countless times to get in to see.
When Hurricane Irene hit last year, Broadway suffered a loss of about $10 million from canceled shows. Broadway League President Charlotte St. Martin doesn't think it will be as bad this time because everyone mobilized on phones, the internet, and even knocking on doors to make sure cast and crew could make their Wednesday matinees.
It was all about finding the employees and the actors, stagehands, electricians, etc., to ensure that the show could go on, because many of them were without power, and almost every single show did come back up.
The cast for Chaplin made it. Among them was Leslie Flessner. She was scheduled to go on for an actress on honeymoon. Flessner lives in Astoria, Queens, and couldn't get a cab to take her to Manhattan, so she had to hoof it.
My only option was to walk the Queensboro Bridge. I was like, I've never done this before. This is awesome. With hundreds of other Astorians, which was kind of cool. We all like came together to get to work. It was like 2 hours of walking.
Followed, of course, by 2 hours of dancing. Erica Walsh, who plays the ex-girlfriend in Once, had an even longer commute. 24 hours before her matinee, she was in Frankfurt, Germany.
I was supposed to fly out on Monday for my honeymoon to come back to the show on Tuesday night, and we got canceled, and somehow everything was booked until Friday, and one person was like, put them on that Philadelphia flight.
She rented a car to get to her powerless home in New Jersey, then rented another car to get into the city and made it to her matinee with 15 minutes to spare. Walsh says even though it was a smaller than usual crowd, the show got a standing ovation.
And everybody seemed to really enjoy themselves. That's all you can ask for, especially in the midst of a disaster.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.